If you could, open your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. I want to take a few minutes this morning as we start out this new year to bring some things into focus as Christian people, as a people who want to follow Jesus, and that's why we're here, right? We want to follow Christ. You could call that a church, right? Amen. So as a church, as we're here. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says this. The end of all things is near. It's at hand. It's come. You know, you even think about that particular verse, and the Spirit had to move Peter to write that. Because just to say that in human wisdom would not be very smart. But the end of all things is near. The end of all things, they're near. They're at hand. Therefore, because of that, be of sound judgment. The word sound judgment there really meant a lot to me. It says to be temperate. So if you think about a temperature, you don't want to get too high, you want to get too low. Be temperate. Self-controlled. Sober-minded. It also ties into curbing one's desires and impulses. It also has a root word to save and to keep, phron, which is the mind, where you understand and perceive. So we're saving, we're keeping ourselves in the right mind to use sound judgment. Also, it says, in sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. The word sober there is to be calm and collected in spirit. Circumspect, careful to consider all circumstances. Impossible consequences that may come. It's prudent. So he says now, the end of all things is near. Be of sound judgment, sober spirit, for the purpose of prayer. So that we can be praying. If you ever find yourself getting too high or too low, you ever find yourself not getting intoxicated with things of the world, the last thing on your mind is prayer. Not wanting to pray. You don't have time for it. He says now, verse 8, above all. So above all means above all. It's up here, above all. Keep fervent in your love for one another. So more intensely, more earnestly. It also is the word to be stretched out. Fervent. So intense, earnestly in our love for each one of us. As you look around, the people sitting next to you, these people over here, fervent. And your love for one another. Because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another. The word there, employ, it makes me think of putting it to work. So you've received this special gift, put it to work. In serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies. So that in all things that God may be glorified. Because that's the goal, right? It's not me. And a lot of times I think we can go through this everyday life and not even think about, is God being glorified today with how I live, with how I'm serving within this church. Through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. The glory belongs to Him, not to ourselves, not to man, not to how good of a job that I did, because if it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't know how to do it anyway. So we realize this. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. So employing this, serving one another, putting things to work with our hands and our feet. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder. So Peter turns and he goes, okay, as long as I'm here, he says, now there's times where we come and he says, we want to stir you up by way of reminder. So as this year started out, I wanted to take a few minutes to let you guys know the opportunities here at Family Bible. The opportunities to serve. The opportunities to get involved. One of the very first things is cleaning. We have four families which it's kind of five, but the five rotate, or the two rotate months. But we have four families that do cleaning. So it equals out about once a month. So we need help cleaning. We're looking for different ones to really pray and ask God, God, is that somewhere where I can get involved? Is that somewhere where I can serve, Lord? And what a great opportunity it is to really serve behind the scenes. Because there's not a lot of accolades in that. But when you know, when you come in here and you clean, on Sunday morning, these people come in and sit down, and this church is what I call Sunday ready, you were a part of that. That was ministering to the Lord. And a lot of times, we come in and we don't think about these things. But somebody has to come in and do the cleaning. So these four families rotate. Really, what was really on my heart, I'd love to see anywhere from 8 to 12 families helping in this ministry, ministering to this body, knowing that you were a part of that. Every time they come in and sit down on Sunday morning, and you look around, and you begin to take more stock in this church, the more you begin to help clean it and be a part of serving in it. Men's prayer is going to start next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. What our goal is the first Saturday of every month is a men's work day. We'd like to see you men come out. We'd like to see you be a part of that. Also, we'd like to see you come be a part of men's prayer. It's a time where we as men of this church come together to go over God's word, to build each other up, and to close it out in prayer for one another and prayer for this church. So that's the first Saturday of every month of work day, and the following Saturdays of the month will be men's prayer. The day of the work day, we have men's prayer as well. It's just after we get done with men's prayer, we have the work day. And we usually try to leave by noon. We usually try to have nobody stay any later than noon. But usually when we have more guys show up, we can kind of get more things done. The Young Adult and Youth Friday Fellowship is the last Friday of every month. It's 6:30. Our goal is to go out this year. We spent a lot of time in last year, but the goal is to go out. The goal is to go out and look for opportunities to share this gospel, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. What he's taught us, we desire just to want to share it with them as we're out. And it also gives us time to build each other up in a time of fellowship with us outside. We also have an opportunity with the nursery. There's opportunities to serve in the nursery, which to me, I look at that nursery and so many times, how many times that I don't go to these ladies and tell them thank you because of the service that they're doing. It's something that is so overlooked. And it would be easy to think, does anybody even notice what I'm doing? But God does. And that opportunity to come in and be a part of those young children's lives at such a young stage, just a great opportunity there to be a part of that. We also, if you'll turn with me to Haggai chapter 1, and I'll close this out. It's right in between Zephaniah and Zechariah. If you can find Malachi, which we've been in the first service, it's a few books back from that. If I could just share with you, when I first started coming to Family Bible, I really didn't know where to get involved. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know any of the Bible. But the one thing that I could do is I could work. And I remember when things would break, that was my opportunity to actually do something. And through that, the Lord really just began to grow me. And through these opportunities of just wanting to get involved, Lord, I just want to do something. There's opportunities here. In Haggai chapter 1, verse 2, thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. It's not right now, right? All right. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? And it reminds me of how easy it is for us because, granted, we're living in a society. Everything is going so fast. We get busy. And it's easy just to worry about our own houses and we begin to neglect the house of the Lord. And then before you know it, I'll say, oh, I'll go next month or I'll do it next week. I'll do it. And before you know it, it's months go by. And the house of the Lord has been neglected. It says, verse 5, now therefore, so, okay, because of what just was said in verse 4, Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And so he says, set this upon your heart. And so in times like this, as we desire to start this new year out, we just desire to start it off on the right foot. Coming back to the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, where can I get involved? Where can I serve? Where can I help be a part of this Family Bible Church? And brothers and sisters, if I could just ask you to pray. Just ask God, Lord, can I do that? I think I would like to do that. It doesn't seem that hard. I think I would like to get involved there. And so just really seek the Lord. And as Philippians says, he'll let you know. He'll let you know. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Because, Father, you've allowed us to have this church. It's your church, really. Lord, you just allowed us to be stewards of it. So, Lord, we want to thank you for that. Because, Father, we just want to honor you. Lord, we want to be mindful about how we honor your house, how we clean it up, how we take care of it, how it's a witness to the community that we're in. We don't want to leave our trash and mistreat your house, Lord. We want to have honor for you. So, Lord, please forgive us. But, Lord, we want to thank you and continue to pray that you would build us up, Father, that you would move us through your Spirit, that you would answer these prayers, and that, Lord, you would guide and direct our steps on how you would want us to serve within this body, how we could employ this gift that you've given us, Lord, however it is that we could build this church up, build each other up. Lord, please guide and direct our paths. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.